lie yourself back. You can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the pillow, and you can be aware of your head relaxing on the pillows, knowing that those pillows will fully support the weight of your head, so you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that the couch will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being as you just relax back into that couch, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds outside. None of these things need distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax, and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms, and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing. That gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself, and with every breath you take and with every word I speak, you can just let go. As you relax there, listening and enjoying these moments all for yourself, you can let your mind drift and dream, and I would like you to imagine something for me. You are standing at the top of 10 steps, beautiful stairs in an old stately home, somewhere you have been, or somewhere you have seen in a film or on television, or perhaps it's somewhere new, a place you are creating for yourself right now. But you know that as you make your way down those stairs, you will find yourself relaxing more and more. And with every number I count, you can just let go of any stress and tension and just drift down into a wonderfully quiet and calm place. And at the bottom of the steps is a short corridor that leads to a door to a very special place, a room where no one ever goes but you. And in that room, you can feel just exactly as you would want to feel here today. Relaxed, refreshed, and perfectly at ease. And to find this safe place, all you need to do is make your way down those stairs. So as I count down from 10 to 0, you can just find yourself relaxing with each number. Drifting deeper now, my voice following as I count. 10. Just find yourself relaxing more and more, every step down taking you closer to that room inside. 2. 9. Stepping down. 2. 8. Perfectly at ease as you carry on down. 2. 7. And there's a handrail, strong and solid on the wall alongside you, worn smooth by years of use, and you realise that you have been down this stairway many, many times, and that this room exists inside you already, ready to be accessed to gain the strength and understanding you already possess. And 6. There's a picture on the wall beside you. A picture that inspires you as you watch it form it. And I don't know if it's a picture or perhaps a photograph of someone you know, someone you love, or a painting of a special place that gives you peace or confidence. Somewhere special you have been, or somewhere you know. Or perhaps it's still a swirling mass of colour that hasn't quite formed yet, creating a feeling of strength that comes to you directly, deep from within your subconscious, allowing you to trust in this process as you take another step down to 5. Halfway down those steps, curious as to what you'll find as you continue down from 4 to 3. Almost as if you're walking on a cushion of air, not quite touching the steps anymore, floating on down from 3 to 2. Every muscle just loosening and relaxing. You can see that hallway, and you can see the door at the end as you look forward to finding that room, that special place deep inside. A place you know already exists. You're just finding it for yourself again now, as you step down from 2 to 1. Almost all the way down those stairs now. Just floating down that final step from 1 to 0. And you can relax your shoulders. Every muscle, every fibre of your being, perfectly at ease. And you make your way along that corridor that's lined with pictures. Pictures of people or places that inspire you, that keep you safe and make you feel comfortable. Reminders of all the success you have already achieved in your life. Certificates, smiling faces of friends and family and loved ones. And as you walk down that corridor, you walk past a grandfather clock. An old antique grandfather clock. And you can hear it ticking, marking the gentle pass of time. As you stop and look at the hands on the face, you suddenly understand that the sound of the tick is just the sound of a moment passing, and that the space in between the ticks is where we truly exist. The space in between the ticks is the very moment in which all is real. And you can choose to place your mind in that space now, as you watch the hands slowly moving around the face. Realising that although they have been round so many times, every second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, for weeks, months, years, decades and centuries, those hands can only tell you of the very moment in which you truly exist, now, because the past is gone, and gone with it is any opportunity to change what's happened. And yet you understand that the wonderful truth is that we don't have to change the past. You have coped with and survived everything from your past. And the future? The future is just a dream. A dream that you can colour with bright, clear possibility. You can choose to imagine your future just as you would wish it to be. You can fill it with joy and happiness and all the success you truly deserve. But it all begins in this very moment, where all is real, in between the ticks of the clock. And before you move on from the clock in front of you, you see your reflection in the glass window of the cabinet. As the pendulum swings back and forth, deep inside, back and forth, back and forth, and you catch your reflection, and notice that something has changed. As you stand reflected in that glass, something has already changed. You can't quite catch what it is. Perhaps it's that you are standing more confidently, or that there's a smile on your face or happiness in your eyes, a joy radiating from you that can witness in the reflection of yourself now. This inspires you as you turn and move forward, floating down along that corridor to the door of that room where no one ever goes but you. That room in which you can discover so much about yourself and how you will find that comfort, peace and understanding that already exists deep inside you. For in that room you can imagine and create and rehearse and be the person you seek to be, the person you truly are. Before you open that door, you study it and catch its every detail. You notice whether it's hinged on the left or the right, its size, its shape, its colour, texture, design. Will it open towards you or away? Will it creak or glide open? Is it light or heavy, old or new? And you see the handle. And before you reach out to open the door, you notice the lock. And I wonder where the key is. Is it in your pocket or around your neck on a length of twine? Or is it already in your hand, an old ornate brass key that's cool to touch but warming as you hold it in your hand? Wherever that key is, you know that this room is never locked to you, and that this room is always accessible to you now. Because all you need to do is just simply remember that it exists deep inside you, right now. Because to open the door, you simply use your mind. Your mind is the key that unlocks that door as you find yourself stepping through into a room that is just exactly as you choose it to be. All around you flows a feeling of safety and comfort, bringing a strength that flows through you and radiates from you, inspiring you to trust in the positive future that you create for yourself. Each day you feel more confident, more capable, and more connected with all your inner skills and resources. Resources that are waiting here, now, for you to tap into and enjoy. I want to remind you, your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course, it all now depends on you. Because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel. And how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind. And day by day, you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance. This planet is a game player's planet, and the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt, with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth, and it's an easy game, because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within while you relax. You may, of course, wonder how the subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go, this is understandable, because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality, a force field of creative mind power that we have been conditioned by fear and ignorance to fail to explore. a veritable treasure house of health, intelligence and life understanding. The way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws. For whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract still more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be rather than how you don't want them to be. And withdraw all your thought energy from the problems so that you attract the solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want or something even more useful presents itself, as though what you have been always seeking has, somehow, always been seeking you. Seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious control mind will now carry forward from your childhood to your adult life, free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point, from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available, will always be seen. Now, while you are pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once there was a village in a very isolated part of the world. So isolated that they very rarely saw visitors from the outside world. And the people of the village had a secret. They had a magical painting. It had been given to them by a stranger back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, "As long as this picture stays in the village, everything will go right for the people of the village." And the people felt safe having this picture. One day, another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome. And they let him stay in the room where the painting was kept. And when they got up in the morning, the stranger had left and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone. Life could never again be the way they had pictured it. They looked out of the window and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees had stopped blooming. The birds no longer sang and they felt very sad. Then one of the young women of the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall, and she started to paint her own picture. She started to paint a beautiful painting of trees and birds, and then some others joined her, and soon all the people were cooperating making this painting. They all got so absorbed in this painting, and it wasn't until the young woman looked out of the window and said, "Look, is changing," and they realized that the sky had become blue again, and the birds were singing again, and the trees were back in bloom. Now, each and everything you do better than you have ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind, calm, relaxed and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows. And the day after, it grows stronger than before, as you practice being more and more confident. So your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control. Calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident, you are your own person. As you leave here today, you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of the person you are, unique and special. Your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important and to recognise what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live. And then, that too is gone. Either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose to which reality is yours, and you will. Will you not?